Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iasco County Historical Museum, the manager there, Kate Anschutz. How are you today, Kate?
I'm just fine, Kevin. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, we're into the Halloween season, less than a week away now till Halloween, and you guys are putting on a big party there at the museum on Thursday night, aren't you?
We sure are.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going to be happening there. It's right there at the museum, and it's going on from 4 until 8. Now tell us what's going to happen during those 4 hours, Kate.
All right. During those 4 hours on Devil's Night, we're offering an alternative with a little bit more good fun, I should say. Yeah. Give everybody an opportunity to come in and check out the museum. When you first arrive at the museum, we're going to have an old horse-drawn hearse parked outside. You want to keep your eye on that. You never know what or who might be lurking inside. Then when folks get into the museum, we are going to have characters in every room of the museum representing the room that they're in, offering treats and tales to the visitors. So
now what are some of those characters?
The characters, we have our Victorian ladies will be hanging out in the main parlor around a casket basket, so you got to keep your eye on that, too.
Okay.
Then we'll have upstairs, we have a kitchen witch who can be a little naughty sometimes, so we have to be watchful of her, too. Miss Beetle, you might remember Miss Beetle from the old Little House on the Prairie series.
Yeah.
She's going to be in our schoolroom upstairs, and we caution everyone to watch out for her ruler. You never know where that's going to end up. We'll have Mackinaw Mac in the railroad room. We have Log and Leroy in our logging display. And each of those characters will be even giving a little bit of just a few tales about the room that they're in, and again, offering treats for the folks that come through. And I'm always tempted to say kids, but truly, I think this is going to be an event for all ages because we have so many cool things going on. Music by Arpeggio, who is Mary Henry and John Thomas. That should be fun. They're going to be doing music from Phantom of the Opera. So,
yeah, that's some good haunting music. Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
So we're
also going to have treats in the front room. We'll have apple cider, popcorn, donuts, pizza that's been donated from Hungry Howie's, some stuff from Neiman's and Walmart. So we're going to have a little bit of everything in the way of treats and lots of fun in every room of the museum.
Sounds like it. Wow. Now, there's a nominal admission fee, right?
Correct. And these fees are $2 for adults and $1 for children, school-age kids.
Mm-hmm.
And all these proceeds from this event are going back into the museum. So
neat. Now, if they want more information, Kate, how do they get more info on this?
All right. Two ways. They can either call us at the museum at 989-362-8911, or they can visit us online at IASCOMuseum.org.
That's right. And again, it's a night at the Halloween, a night at the museum Halloween party, but it's taking place Thursday. So don't get confused. Thursday night from 4 until 8 right there at the museum, which is located right there in East Tallahassee.
You got it, right between the City Park campground and the City Park itself.
All right. Some Halloween fun. Bring the whole family out and enjoy. The Iasco County Historical Museum and Kate Anschutz, the museum manager there. We appreciate your time today on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Thank you, Kevin, very much.